This is the Run Life Health Show. Run Life.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeser with the Raw Life Health Show, and I am really excited because of all the videos I've ever done on YouTube or on the Raw Life Health Show, some of them are getting good views. And by the way, you can help me out tremendously if you, when you see the video, you click like on YouTube. That helps me out a lot. But there's one person I interviewed that had the most views that the comments under it was, "This video made me cry." And it was cries of joy more than anything else. We have her on the show again. We have Rosemary on the show, who got better from multiple sclerosis. Yes, I get a lot of calls of multiple sclerosis. Can it be healed? This woman went from 140 pounds, I think it was, to over 400 pounds because of the drugs the doctors were giving to her. And she was confined to a wheelchair with no hope. But she knew better. She changed her diet. She stopped listening to the doctors. And check her out today. Here is, and you're going to cry, everybody, but that's okay. They're good tears. Here is Rosemary, and here is her wonderful interview, how to cure, how she cured multiple sclerosis. Rosemary, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rosemary Fletcher, and I send greetings from Asheville, North Carolina.
Great, Rosemary. Now, before we get started, I know people are going to want to jump to your website, and I'm telling everybody, get to her website and look at her amazing before and after picture. But Rosemary, give us your website.
www.youheal.net.
Great. And Rosemary also has a retreat that she started, and we'll give you that information at the end of the lecture here. But you could also get that information from her website. Tell everybody exactly what you do and why you do it. First, tell everybody your story. Tell everybody your story.
Okay. Because
you were a guest on the Real Life Health Show, and it was one of the most popular episodes I ever had. Tell everybody why.
I was diagnosed years ago with an illness called multiple sclerosis. And I spent a lot of time trying to find out what it was, first of all. But doctors eventually told me I would never walk again, I would never talk again. And it was only through getting rid of my doctors and research and learning about natural healing and raw foods that I was able to get up out of the wheelchair that I've been in for 11 years. And I was able to walk again, and I was able to talk again because the MS had closed my throat and I was not able to talk, but now I'm able to do that.
I remember from looking at your before and after picture, you were much heavier than you are now. So did you think the obesity had something to do with your condition? Did the doctors ever tell you why you had your condition or anything?
Well, I need to explain that before I got the condition, I was a marathon runner, and I was small. I weighed about 120 pounds. It was only after I got in the wheelchair and started taking the drugs and the medications that my weight blew up. I gained, at last, till it was 300 and something pounds. And only after I started eating raw and eating healthy and doing different things that my weight came down again and I was able to get up out of the wheelchair.
Wow. So what was it that actually happened to you? So did you not just one day, you were a marathon runner, and how old were you at that time?
I was in my early 30s.
So you were a marathon runner in your early 30s. Everything was great. And all of a sudden, did you start feeling bad that you went to the doctor, or did something happen to make you go?
I kept having falls. I would try to run and I would fall. I would try to walk and I would fall. I was off balance all the time. And I went to many doctors. I went to, we counted one day, I had gone to about 65 different doctors and healers trying to figure out what was wrong with me before I was eventually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Wow. And how was your diet at that time? Even though you were a marathon runner, did you know anything
about
healthy eating?
awful. My diet was awful. I knew nothing about healthy eating. I'm from the South, and I knew how to cook very well. I could cook, but I cooked the wrong things. I could cook pork. I ate spaghetti and meatballs. I ate macaroni and cheese. I ate everything that the typical Southerner eats. I knew nothing about even vegetarianism. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know about raw foods at all.
Wow. And so as a young person, you contributed your being able to run in a marathon and just being able to be healthy and be thin on just young age. But as you got older, it started to catch
it
up to
you. It caught up with me, right.
Wow. So when was you said you went to many doctors. So when did the doctor finally say, well, we know what's wrong with you?
I probably was about age 40. It took about 5 years of going to different doctors. It was a horrible ordeal, but I started following at age 35. At age 40, they said, okay, you have MS.
Wow. Have you ever suspected that up to that point?
No, I had no clue. No one in my family had it. I had no clue.
And do you think now, looking back on the situation, you really had that, or was it, or have you not even thought about that?
Yeah, I have thought about it a lot. I don't know for sure. I think I had it, but I think that MS, as well as a lot of other illnesses, are more of a toxic overload, as I call it. I think that we live incorrectly, we eat incorrectly, and just whatever is the weakest part of our bodies gets sick. And that's the name of the disease we're given. In my case, my weakest part was my nervous system. So all that bad eating and bad living caught up with me in my weakest link, my nervous system.
Now, up to that point, before you went to the doctors and started using their medication and everything else, other than falling down, was your condition getting worse over time? Or?
It was getting worse over time. I was falling down more frequently. My voice was getting slurry. I saw signs. I didn't want to do the things I wanted to do before. I used to like to run, of course. I couldn't do that. And one of the first things I noticed was that I didn't like shopping at the malls anymore. It was too much walking for me. I knew something was wrong.
Wow. Wow. Okay, ladies out there, listen. If you get tired of shopping, something's wrong, right? You know, so the only one who'll be happy then is the man in your life if you get tired of shopping, but something's wrong. Okay. So as the problem was getting worse, and then finally the doctor told you what the problem was, what were your options? What did they tell you? Did you listen to everything they said, or did you do some of what they said?
I did hardly anything of what they said. Basically nothing. In fact, I did the opposite of what they said. I asked, is there something I can do diet-wise? Is there something I can do exercise-wise? And they said, no, just take the medicine. What they did was gave me medicine to make me comfortable, to make medications that were, for MS, they have these drugs called the ABC drugs, because one starts with A, one with B, one with C. And they were heavy-duty drugs, and I had been on heavy-duty drugs, and it just made me feel really bad. I didn't want to go on it. But they told me there was nothing I could do exercise-wise, diet-wise, any otherwise, except the drugs. And I didn't want to do that, so.
Wow. Let's go back a second here. You said you've been on heavy drugs.
Right.
Now, from the MS or from something else?
Before we knew what the problem was, before we had a name for it. And I would go to doctors and they would know, and they would put me on heavy psychiatric drugs, thinking like Valium and Xanax and Halcyon, thinking it was anxiety. It was just me. I even was put in a couple of mental hospitals, being told that it was all in my head, and I knew differently. So I was really relieved when I got the diagnosis of MS, thinking, oh, it's real. They're going to fix me now.
Wow. Well, most people, when they're diagnosed or told they have something like MS, they wouldn't be as excited as you are, because here you go. Now you know what's wrong.
I was really excited because, for one thing, I could show my proof to my family and friends that it wasn't just all in my head, and I wasn't faking, and I wasn't crying for attention. This is really something real, because MS is a big deal. So I was happy, because I didn't know that MS was incurable. I thought that, oh, now that they know what it is, they can give me a pill and fix me. But it didn't work that way.
Yeah, so now, besides falling down and just getting tired, were you in a lot of physical pain?
Yes, I had a lot of back pain. I had trembly, shaky fingers. I had back pain. And I had gone through a lot of different treatments trying to relieve the pain.
Wow. So they told you to take this medication, or to continue taking these toxic medications. You told them no. And at that time, did you know about eating healthy and the connections between that?
I had no clue.
So when was your first time where you said, okay, somebody told you that there's a connection possibly between food and your condition?
The first thing I learned was about water. With my condition, I also had arthritis really badly, and I've had put on these carpal tunnel brace armbands for both my wrists, because the arthritis was just so painful. And I tried water, and then I thought, and the water cleaning up the water that I drink helped with my arthritis. I bought a water distiller and started drinking a lot of distilled water. And it brought my hands back. And I thought, there's something to this. Then I somewhere read about eating red meat, that if you have MS, multiple sclerosis, you should avoid eating red meat. So I took the heavy-duty red meats out of my diet, the steak and the sausage and the pork. And I just started to feel a bit better. Everything I did, I felt better. So that encouraged me to learn more about natural healing, to clean up my diet even further. I eventually got rid of all the meat and felt a lot, lot better.
And from there, did you eventually graduate towards a vegan diet completely?
From there, I was a vegetarian, then a vegan, now raw foodist.
Wow. And how long have you now been on a raw food diet?
It's been about 20 years now.
Wow. Do you eat any cooked food at all?
I try not to. There are times when I go out to dinner with people and I try not to. Sometimes friends bring me things and I won't disappoint them. I'll take a bite of it.
Sure. Now, over the 20 years, have you partaked in any animal products at all, or you've remained strictly vegan?
No, I draw the line with animal products.
Wow. And now, if you don't mind me asking, you say 20 years. How old are you now?
57.
Wow. Wow. So this is just amazing, everybody. I mean, look at her, and she has the picture of beauty and the wisdom to go along with it. It's just amazing. Now, tell us, do you take any supplements right now?
Off and on, I take supplements, but not... It's not a rule. I've just gone through taking supplements, and I don't I think they're a good thing sometimes, but it's not totally necessary.
Now, I know
if you're on a tight budget.
I see. Now, I know there's a lot of people watching and they're going to want to know that have diseases or illnesses that, or the doctors are just still searching. What do you think for you was the biggest thing you did with your diet that you saw the most improvement? We know you added the water, and we know you cut out the red meat. But besides those, was each thing you did just as important, or was there one thing you did that you knew now this was, I had to get this out?
I feel like there were eight things basically that I did, but the most important of those things were cleaning up my diet, drinking water. I subscribe to something called the Eight Laws of Natural Healing, or God's Eight Laws for Natural Healing is the way I learned it. But there, it's water, rest, exercise, proper nutrition, fresh air, sunshine, bowel elimination, and something called trust, which I had a big problem with at first. I thought it was a religious thing, but it's not. Trust means having the, what I call the gumption to believe that you can do it yourself, not having to believe what you're told by the doctors and everybody else. Trust is knowing that, to me, trust is knowing that we are supreme beings and we can do it for ourselves.
Sure. Now, give us an example of what your average diet is like right now.
I eat fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, some grains, not many grains. My breakfast was a green smoothie this morning, and then I ate some fruit later. Lunch, salad. I've made up some dishes that would be dinner, that like just vegetables put together to make, for instance, I have the veggie burger, or I have a zucchini, like spaghetti type thing with onions and carrots and different vegetables.
And do you eat a lot of food, or not often, or how's that?
I eat a lot of food. I eat a lot. I don't have to. I just like to eat, so. Okay. I eat a lot.
So how often do you just pick throughout the day whenever you feel the mood for food, or?
Yeah, it's great that way when you're raw foodist, you can, because you know you're not going to gain weight. I can eat fruit all day, or I can eat anything I want, or I can eat very little. Raw foods, as you know, go to your cells and nourish them, so you don't have to eat anything to not feel hungry. You don't have to eat much, rather. But I just choose to eat a lot because I like to eat a lot, and I don't gain weight from it.
Sure. And when you say you eat a lot, people that are listening, don't misunderstand us. I mean, you know, there are some people in today's world that eat a lot and are gluttons.
Yeah.
But when you say you eat a lot, you're just saying you like to satisfy yourself and you like food, but you're not like
a
glutton.
No, I just snack all day. I don't eat. Volume-wise, it's not a lot. It's not necessary. I'll take a few spoonfuls here and a few spoonfuls there, but I just constantly eat what I want to eat. I'm eating avocados. I'm eating things that, if you put it all together, it would still be less than what the average person eats.
So what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is you eat often, but you don't eat a lot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Often.
And now, do you pay any attention to the time you eat your food? Do you eat most of it during the day? Do you eat in the middle of the night? Do you pay any attention to that?
Yes, I cut it off at dark. I eat my biggest meal around noon, and I stop eating before the sun goes down.
Wow, this is amazing. I did not know this. Maybe I did, but I don't think I remembered it, that I wrote a book called The Daylight Diet that tells people it's not healthy to eat when it's dark outside. And you just said this is what you've been doing. How long have you not been eating when it's dark outside?
A very long time. I really don't remember. Probably when I was just out of the wheelchair, well into this healthier lifestyle.
Wow. Wow. It just makes so much sense, you know, that our bodies don't digest the food when it's dark out. It's just
exactly
amazing. And so continue to tell us now, what about your sleep? How many hours do you usually sleep every night?
I don't require many hours of sleep. It's good to get a lot of rest, I understand. It's when you're trying to heal yourself. When I went through trying to heal, I made a point to try to sleep from dusk to dawn like the caveman would have had to do. But now I find as I eat more raw foods, I don't require a lot of sleep. I can go to bed late, and when the sun comes up, my eyes pop open.
Wow. Now, what about cleansing? Do you do any particular like cleansing enemas or colonics or anything like that?
I believe that I strongly believe in enemas and colonics. I use them to help me get through, to lose the weight, actually. I think it's a healing thing, and it's one of the principles, bowel elimination, that I believe in. And I take colonics very often. I mean, I take enemas often and colonics whenever I can.
Now, do you fast at all, or do you just...
Yes.
Okay, tell us about your fasting. Is it water, a juice, and how often?
I fast one day a week. Every Monday, I call it my me day, and I drink water only. And I feel like I'm giving my digestive system a rest, because no one needs to work 7 days a week. Our stomachs work nonstop, so it's a great way to give the stomach a rest, which is the main way I look at it. I believe that it helps us to stay young looking. It helps us to feel better. And you don't have to worry about weight when you fast often.
Wow. Rosemary, you've experienced disease firsthand. I want you to look in the camera and tell people that might be suffering from disease that there is a future and a hope, and tell them what that future and a hope is.
Thank you. Yes. That future and that hope is just to change your lifestyle. I came about it not knowing. I kind of stumbled and fell into it. But as someone who's been through it telling you, there is hope and you can do it. But you need to trust yourself and trust nature. Our bodies are self-healing. We already have it in us to heal any illness.
And thank you, Ruben. Now, what have the doctors, have you went back to the doctors, or have you run into any of them where they've said something to you?
I did. I went to the doctors after I first went when I was told I couldn't get off the medication without negative side effects. And I called a natural healer in my hometown, and he was this older guy who told me to use some herbs, and I used those, and I was still in the wheelchair at that point. But I was able to get off the one drug that I was using without side effects in a couple of weeks, not even 9 months like the doctors had told me. And I went into the doctor and showed him that I was fine. I was better. I was back to myself as far as not being a zombie anymore. And they told me I should go back on the medicine. I didn't know what I was doing, and I just ignored that and continued not to take the medicine. I also ran into another doctor who is a friend after I was walking again, and he just kind of couldn't believe it and told me somewhat the same thing, that I should go back on my medicine. But I never have, and I never will, I hope. I'm pretty sure of it.
Do you recommend with everyone with MS or get off medication as soon as possible? Do you say it's an individual case? What do you suggest?
I think that people should try it without medicine, but I can't say that to them. I don't know. I know that some medicines have a negative effect when you get off of them fast, and I don't know what to tell. I can't tell people what to do about that. I can just tell you what happened to me, and maybe you'll take it on yourself to try it for yourself.
Wow. Now, you have created a situation now where you're teaching other people how to get healthy or remain healthy, and so much so you have this little retreat going on there in the North Carolina Asheville area. First, tell us your website.
Okay, first, my personal website about healing is www.youhealyou.net. That on that website, I have this book for people who, can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, for people who want to know how I did it and how to go about thinking differently about healing. And I also have another book on the website, Raw Food Recipes for Beginners, that helps people get started, to gives the philosophy and what to do and what not to be afraid of about raw food healing, eating raw foods. These are both ebooks that are online, and that's where I would recommend people start.
Wow. And tell us, as long as you've been doing this, have you met anyone else with MS who has actually overcome it based on your advice?
I don't have the follow through to know. I've had people order the books and from online and tell me that they're doing better, but haven't followed through with enough people to know what's actually, if anybody's got up and walked again. I don't know.
Now, can people contact you through your website if they want to get in touch with you?
They can, or they can email me at r.fletcher, fletcher, at hotmail.com.
And tell us about the retreat you have. Okay. What were you just going to say?
The retreat is for, I have a small home in Asheville, and you can come here and stay as long as you want to, and I will teach you about raw foods. I will teach you, you'll eat with me, you'll fix foods with me, and you can do that by, there's a website, www.airbnb, I'll spell it, airbnb.com. And to get to me, you do airbnb.com/rooms, /413472. That'll get you directly to me.
Yes, and by the way, everybody, that website is one of my own personal favorite websites, because wherever you're looking for a room instead of a hotel room anywhere in the world, that's the website. It's amazing. And that's great that you're on there, Rosemary. So, Rosemary, I don't normally do this, but I have to do this. Hold up your before picture to the screen again.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, take a look right there. You see?
Wait,
okay.
Let me see. I can't see what's happening.
Okay, no, it's fine. All right, there's the before picture, everyone, right there. Now, move that, Rosemary.
Okay.
Move the book. Now, I'm going to ask you to just back up in your chair and stand up.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Okay, now, you were once, how much, 400 pounds?
300 and something pounds.
And how much do you weigh now?
Between, I flip flutter between 125, 130. I'm probably close to one. I'm guessing. I don't know. Wow. Somewhere around 125 or 130.
Just absolutely inspiring and amazing, knowing that this is a reality. This can be done, and the medical way is not needed to get healed. It's just understanding how the body works and the food that we're supposed to give it.
And trusting yourself and listening to yourself. I can remember trying things and saying, and not feeling well and saying, no, that's not right. But go for yourself. Trust yourself.
Sure. Now, do you exercise now?
I do. I do the five rites. I don't know if you've heard of the five rites of Tibet. It's a yoga type exercise. It takes about 10 minutes every morning. I do that. And when I get a chance, I go to the Y and swim. Or I'll walk. There's a park close to me. I'll walk to the park and walk around. But I do something every day, as much as I can, really. But just a little something every day is basically all that's needed.
Sure. What do your friends and family say about this?
They love it. They think it's great. My family's come around. Now they've seen that the changes have stuck. I think at first they probably thought, well, she'll be back to being sick or overweight again. But now they see it and they're really taking an interest, asking questions. Friends have been supportive. Family's now supportive, so.
Have you inspired your friends or family to eat healthier and live healthier?
A few of them now have come around, yes.
Wow. Well, like me, maybe have you run into people that actually have MS or some other disease and you're telling them this and they just don't want to listen and they just continue to?
All the time. I tell them to start to look at themselves and figure out things for themselves. And the first thing out of their mouths is, but my doctor said, okay, keep your doctor, but just still investigate for yourself. But I run into those people all the time.
It's so sad. So do I. And I tell people, especially people that had the illness I had, I tell them, look, I'm better here. And I give them the information and they say, but this is serious, you know, or something like that. I'm like,
you know. They say it runs in my family. There's no getting over it.
Yeah.
That's frustrating for me.
Yeah. And then I know people that don't eat healthy and I tell them they better start. And they say, well, when I get sick, I'll start or I'll think about it. And I'm like, well, if you think about it now, you won't have to worry about it later on.
You may not get sick.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else would you like to say to people out there? Anything else you could think of?
Yes. Well, about the retreat, you don't have to want to eat raw to come stay. But I will try to sneak some in on you if you do anyway. But what I want to tell people is we don't have to feel the way we feel. Right now, we're at an epidemic of sickness and disease in this country, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. So think about it, investigate, and join us.
Wow, that's great.
Everybody, I told you were going to cry. No, I'm just, but wow, she looks better now than she did when I interviewed her a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, I interviewed her on Skype because I wasn't with her this time. Most people, it degrades the quality of the picture and their skin doesn't look good. But hers looked even better. Hers looked amazing. You can imagine how amazing it looks in person. Amazing. This lady is a wonderful example. If we trust our bodies and we understand our Creator gave us the food to eat and we eat it when He told us to eat it, we too can have an amazing healing. Everybody, if you know anyone that's suffering from multiple sclerosis or any other disease out there, please forward this video on to them. And don't forget to like the video as well. So, you know, just click on YouTube, like. All right, put your comments and questions below the video. Rosemary, thank you for being a guest on the show. And we look forward to having you again. Everybody, Let me know what you thought about it. Until then, have a wonderful day and a great raw life.
Brighten up your life.